There's a sunny shopping mall near the sea. And for the best deal in characters and sheer drama, there's no better place to shop. Lotus FM presents Sunshine Mall by NADrama.
Yeah, man. I need the break. I'm too tired. I don't know from when. Ravi just said I must check if you're available. No, I'm not going anywhere. Okay, thanks, Viji. Yeah, well. Right, bye. Hello, Mogi. Sorry, man. I was talking to Viji.
No, it's okay. Who's Viji?
My cousin. The one who can also cook very nicely. Almost like me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm asking her if she can come cook when I go on leave.
You're going on leave?
Oh, yo, I never tell you.
No?
Sorry, man. Ravi offered to give me paid leave because of all the hard work I did to keep the shop running while he was sick.
Oh, that's so good. What happened to Ravi suddenly, man? He's acting out of character.
I'm telling you, Mogi, shocked Irikida when he told me. But I was too happy because I'm so tired. I'm finished.
Yeah, plus two, you're still going to be paid. You must take it and be happy.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, a lot of changes are happening. Roshni and I doing new jobs. You're going to be away.
Hey, Roshni told me she's so happy with the new job. She was so glad she didn't have to do cleaning anymore.
Yeah, but the best part is that I'm also happy with her. If she couldn't manage the job, that would have been a problem.
Yeah, but you always had faith in her, Mogi. You told me that she'll be able to manage.
Yeah, but there was still that little bit of doubt, you know. In case she can't do it, I was worried about whether she'll be able to learn to read quickly enough.
Yeah, and she did that so well. I was surprised.
Yeah, because she was determined.
True. Hey, Mogi, I was so happy to hear about Zahira.
What you heard?
That she's expecting. Oh, you don't know?
Hey, I tell you.
What?
Roshni told you, isn't?
Yeah.
She shouldn't have told you. It wasn't confirmed. She just saw Zahira spewing.
No, it's confirmed. She saw her again and she asked her and Zahira said, yeah, she's expecting.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose she didn't want to lie.
Yeah, why she must lie?
The thing is, Rukia doesn't want everyone to know.
Why?
She says they don't like to talk about it before 3 months is over.
Oh, yeah, I understand. We also believe that.
Yeah, because anything can go wrong, you know.
Yeah, true.
But now I hope Roshni is not going and telling everyone.
But Zahira told her, Mogi, doesn't look like she's keeping it a secret.
Yeah, but Roshni asked her. If she said no, then she would be lying. It just happened that Roshni saw her vomiting in the bathroom and put two and two together.
Yeah, okay, I won't tell anyone else.
I must talk to Roshni and tell her also.
To tell you the truth, Mogi, I don't think it will remain a secret long in Sunshine Mall.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Hey, girlfriend!
Oh, hi, Dina.
What you doing?
I'm reading this article. It's so depressing.
Oh, why?
It's all about how fashion can be bad for your health. And it's all the things that I like.
Fashion bad for your health? What do you mean?
Look at this.
Oh, high heels. They always say it's bad for you. That's nothing new.
Yes, but I never paid attention to it before. I used to avoid those articles, but now I read it by accident. I saw this lovely picture of Beyoncé, so I started reading, and then I saw these depressing things.
What's so depressing?
It says that high heels pushes the back into the wrong posture and causes bad back problems. It also keeps the knees in a flexed position and women can get kneecap pain and other stuff. Look.
Tendinitis, ligament problems and discomfort kneeling and squatting.
But I can't stop wearing heels, Dina.
Why not?
Flats just don't do it for me. They don't look nice.
I know what you mean, but I think your health has to come first. You're not going to look very nice or sexy when you have serious back and leg problems.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Life is so difficult.
Too terrible. How are we supposed to cope with these issues?
And that's not all. They say skinny jeans can kill you.
Huh?
Yes. There was this one woman in Australia who had to be admitted to hospital because of her skinny jeans.
Oh, I read about that. It was because she was squatting for a long period in her jeans. But honestly, couldn't she feel there was something wrong? I mean, her body would have given her warning signs long before it decided to go on strike.
You think?
Yes, duh. The blood flow to her legs was cut. You'll get some idea that's happening. But then it's Australia. I don't think they're very bright. It's hanging around all those sheep. Must be having some effect on them.
But are we skinny jeans all the time? And stilettos? Oh, Dina, what's going to happen to me?
Just don't squat. Or walk, actually.
Oh, okay. But then what about the jewelry and handbags?
Huh? What about jewelry and handbags?
They're also dangerous.
Oh, tosh.
Seriously, it says so right there.
Where? Let's see. Oh, cheap jewelry has cadmium and handbags contain lead. Whatever next?
You see?
The Center for Environmental Health tested 100 handbags from leading stores in the U.S. and found the bags had 30 to 100 times the recommended federal limits for lead in consumer goods.
Oh, no. We're all going to die.
Relax. This is in the U.S. They suffer from the same affliction as the Australians.
What?
They're also not very bright.
Oh, that doesn't make me feel any better.
I give up. We should all go naked and not carry anything. Maybe then they'll be happy.
Oh, but Dina, I don't think I could do that.
Heaven forbid. Not in Sunshine Mall, anyway. The aunties will have a fit.
And I don't think my parents will let me leave the house naked.
How unusual.
What?
Studies have shown that piercings can lead to infections, allergies, and scarring, particularly if sterile procedures are not followed. Okay, I was thinking about piercing my ears, but maybe not.
But women pierce their ears all the time, and it's fine.
Women have babies, too. They're very brave. Now, let's stop talking about depressing stuff and tell me something.
What?
When I was here the other day, we were talking about Ivan, and I said he's still crazy about you.
Yes.
And then you said, so do you... And stopped.
Or?
Yes, and then I asked what, and you said nothing.
Hmm?
What were you going to say?
Or, nothing.
Shanta, you are not going to fob me off. I am not in the fobbing off mood today.
Or?
Yes, so tell me.
Well, it was just, or it was nothing.
I won't leave until you tell me.
Why?
Because I think it was something important to you, and I didn't have time to pursue it then. And if you leave it, it might be... You might miss out on something.
Like what?
I won't know until you tell me.
Okay. I was just wondering. Oh, this is embarrassing.
I'm waiting.
I was wondering if there was still a chance for me and Arvin.
I knew it was something like that. That's why I insisted.
How did you know?
Because I'm clever. And the answer to your question is yes.
Really?
Of course. I think Ivan will be thrilled if you showed an interest in him in that way.
Even after all this time?
I think so.
Oh. But then, what shall I do? I can't just approach him.
But are you serious about this?
Yes. Why?
What made you change your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm slowly realizing how deeply he cares, despite all I've done, and that it's not easy to find a guy who cares like that.
Well, you're right there.
So what should I do?
Ah, there's the perfect person to ask.
Oh, Auntie Mogi. Yes, you're right.
She's walking past. Shall I call her in?
Yes.
Oh, she's looking this way. I'll wave at her and call her. You too.
Okay. Oh, good. She's seen us. She's coming.
Hello. What's happening? You look very excited.
We're just excited at seeing you, Auntie Morgie.
Oh, why?
Shanta is in a dilemma and needs advice.
Oh.
And I'll leave you to it. I need to go to Lou.
Do you have to?
Yes. When Auntie Morgie's here to part with pearls of wisdom, you don't need me.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Dina. What advice?
Would you like to sit down, Auntie Morgie?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, well, I was just thinking about, Ivan.
Huh? What about Ivan?
I found a letter that he'd written to me.
Yeah?
And it was so sweet.
Yeah?
And, oh, Auntie Morgie, was I wrong to say no to him?
Why are you thinking about that now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I told you that time not to say no. Remember how upset I was with you?
Yes, I do. But I just didn't have feelings for him then. I don't know why.
And you got feelings for him now?
I think so.
You need to be sure, Shanta.
Well, I do know that I realize what a good person he is. He's so caring, and it's very difficult to get a guy like that. And that's really the most important thing, isn't it?
That's one of the most sensible things I've ever heard you say, Shanta. Something's happening to them all.
What?
I don't know, but a lot of things are changing.
Or?
Anyway, what made you realize all the suddenly?
I was just thinking about all the guys I've been out with. They haven't been very nice.
That's putting it mildly.
And Arvin is so different. And I don't know why I thought he wasn't right for me. I think I was focusing on all the wrong things.
Hey, Shanta. I'm so happy you came to that realization yourself.
Yes. I've realized a lot of things recently.
Like what?
I was having a discussion with Dina the other day about the high cost of living, and he said I was lucky that I still had my parents to take care of me at my age, especially financially. And I realized that I'm not very responsible.
Oh.
Yes, and that made me think of my life and what I've achieved. I'm doing well in the salon, but my personal life is a failure.
Don't worry, you're still young.
Oh, no, Auntie Morgie. I'm 26. I need to sort my life out.
But Shanta, don't think that you need to find a man because of your age. That's not a good reason.
No, that's not the reason. It just made me realize what a good man Arvin is.
You sound like a different person. So what do you want to do now?
That's what I wanted to ask you.
Do you want Ivan to know how you feel? Stop blushing and tell me, Shanta.
Yes.
Then tell him.
Oh, Auntie Morgie, I couldn't.
Then?
Well, I was wondering. Well, could you maybe,
You want me to tell him?
Yes, please.
And then when you change your mind again, how will I look?
Oh, I won't. I promise. I don't know if it will work, but I'll give it a try. But Arvin might not be willing.
Yeah, we don't know about that. Okay, Shanta, I'll talk to him.
Oh, thank you, Auntie Morgie.
But only because I would like to see you all together. But please, don't change your mind.
I won't.
And be prepared that Ivan might say no, or he might say yes. And it might still not work out. That's up to you and him.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Auntie Morgie, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Yeah, I also don't know.
Thank you for joining Lotus FM Sunshine Mall by NADRAMA. Join us again tomorrow at the same time when we continue our shopping at the Sunny Mall near the sea.